All right, let's do this. Remember, hashtag Money Minute, all one word, and we want you to send us your questions, and we'll get them answered for you. That's simple. Rose, what you got?
From mortgages to cash, interest rates and credit, Robert Palmer helps you with it. The Money Minute.
Thanks, Kane. We're talking with Robert Palmer about rule number four, which is don't fear credit, but don't abuse it either. Now, Carrie tweeted me at Radio Rose using that hashtag Money Minute. She wants to know what's the best way to consolidate her debt. Where does she begin?
This is a tough one because most debt consolidation can actually hurt your credit. If you go through like consumer credit counseling where they negotiate down, that actually will wreck your credit.
Really?
And it can be in some cases worse than a bankruptcy.
Okay.
All right. So the one of the best ways to consolidate if you have it is to use your home equity. Like if you own a house, we have home equity in it, you can do a cash out refinance and pay off your debt that way. Otherwise, the problem is if your credit cards are all maxed out, that means your credit score is low.
Yeah.
So no one's going to give you a really good rate on a new piece of credit because your credit score is already wrecked.
It's like a vicious cycle.
Right? And so the best time to get credit is when you don't need it.
Okay.
And that's what's tough for people. Now, there are some great like zero interest credit cards out there you can use to combine a couple other balances and pay them off quicker. That's something I recommend people do.
Okay.
But you got to have a pretty good credit score to get the zero interest card. So if everything you have is maxed out, it is this big catch 22. And the best course of action is just start paying those down.
Okay.
Making the payments, paying the highest interest rate credit card off first so that you can save as much money in interest every month.
Awesome. Thanks, Robert. And if you have questions about credit or debt, how to get rid of it, we'll continue talking about this tomorrow morning at 8:25.
More Kane Show in minutes.